Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Grocery store inflation is breaking records. The Wilbraham police are looking for a stolen bike, and you can help. An East Longmeadow man is headed to the Anaheim Ducks. Chalk for Change is coming up, and your phone may be calling 911 in Agawam from the rides at Six Flags without you even knowing. And it's all ahead for Friday, July 15 on Pioneer Valley Radio. Shepherd here. Here's your Western Mass weather. Mostly sunny, high of 85. The winds are northwest 5 to 10. The ultraviolet index at 5. The humidity 46%. Mayor Sarno, Health and Hampton County Sheriff Nick Cochi, and other representatives from Gandara and other outreach agencies on Temple Street are going to announce a joint partnership to bring hope to individuals struggling with mental health and addiction. Now, the joint partnership, Project Rescue, between the City of Springfield and the Hampton County Sheriff's Office, will collaborate with local nonprofits, a network of mental health providers, and a team of on-the-street outreach workers to provide services and intervention engagement at specific targeted areas of the city known for active substance abuse and panhandling. Response teams made up of law enforcement pros, mental health clinicians, substance abuse counselors, medical professionals, and community outreach workers will engage and assess individuals who are struggling with mental health and abuse, and those panhandlers who have become aggressive to feed their mental health and addiction needs as well. Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprude, Deputy Chief Rupert Daniel, and other city officials are proud to showcase and highlight the new gym and workout area for Springfield police officers, and it's located at the Springfield Police Department. They're going to show it off today at 2:30 at the Springfield Police Department, 130 Pearl Street, Springfield, Mass. Wilbraham Police looking for your help in recovering a stolen bicycle, stolen from 190 Sewell Road. So you know the drill. If you have any info, or perhaps a camera in the area, please contact the Wilbraham Police, 596-3837, and you can reference call 22-19209. We're all getting figuratively murdered at the grocery store with an unprecedented rise in food prices. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, overall food prices rose 10.4%, the biggest annual increase since February of 1981. So, grocery items like eggs, chicken, and milk have all seen about a 22.7% increase. So people are trying to stretch their dollars wherever they can. Prices have been rising across the board this year as inflation reached a new high this past June, which has very many pinching pennies more than ever. Hometown guy makes good. Our congratulations to East Longmeadow native Frank Vetrano. He's headed to Southern California. Frank signed a 3-year contract just shy of $11 million with the Anaheim Ducks Wednesday afternoon. The free agent played 22 games with the Rangers last year after joining the club through a trade. With the Rangers, he scored 8 goals, added 5 assists with his new squad. Vetrano could find himself sliding into the second line, which scored a combined 128 points last season. We now know the timeline for the trial of Volodymyr Zhukovsky. You may remember the West Springfield man charged after a crash killed 7 members of the Jarheads Motorcycle Club 3 years ago in New Hampshire. Jury selection in the trial is going to begin this coming Monday. Then Monday the 25th, the jury will visit the site of the crash in the town of Randolph. The trial will get underway Tuesday, July 26. This weekend, the Chalk for Change event is scheduled. Chalk for Change is a collaborative event with the Trust Transfer Project, Springfield Cultural Partnerships, Commonwealth Murals, Behavioral Health Network, the Community Music School, and the Springfield Department of Health and Human Services. 2 p.m., Court Square across from City Hall, Springfield, Mass., Saturday, tomorrow. Now, on Sunday, you may join Bishop William Byrne at 10:30 a.m. Mass. at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church to honor and celebrate the 2022 Our Lady of Mount Carmel Feast Day. And after Mass, Mayor Sarno and Bishop Byrne will go over to the parish center and meet and greet parishioners. Are you visiting Six Flags and riding the rides? Well, an increase of 911 calls are being reported from riders at Six Flags in Agawam. Did you know you can turn off the auto 911 dial feature on your Apple devices if you want to? Just open up your settings, select Emergency SOS, and uncheck the two options. Since this feature was born, 911 accidental calls from Six Flags patrons have increased steadily. Well, it can be a great feature for someone in an emergency that can't dial 911, but all users should be cognizant and make sure they're not accidentally calling. When a 911 center handles an accidental call, it ties up emergency lines and resources. Resources are spent trying to verify if there's an emergency. So if you do call 911 by accident, stay on the line and answer the operator's questions. And a family's beloved pet cat that's been dodging airport personnel at Logan Airport in Boston. The cat's been dodging airline employees and animal experts since escaping from a pet carrier at the airport about 3 weeks ago, was finally caught Wednesday by an airport spokesperson. Now, the cat is named Rowdy. Rowdy was given a health check and will be returned to her family. Rowdy's time on a lam began June 24. The four-year-old black cat with green eyes got out of her cage in pursuit of some birds. Well, soon Rowdy herself was on the receiving end of the chase as her getaway set off a massive search involving airport and Lufthansa personnel, construction workers, and animal welfare advocates, as well as the use of wildlife cameras and safe-release traps. Sounds like something out of a movie, doesn't it? Well, anyway, folks, I hope you enjoy your weekend. If you have some time to recreate, if you will, at this mid to late time in July in the summer of 2022, I hope you do at any rate. And be with us on Monday when our next new program goes up online here at Pioneer Valley Radio, available to you on demand day and night. Until then, be well. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.